Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Spotsylvania Social Services in this morning, and we have a number of topics to discuss, and we'll get to them in just a second. Amy Swift, the director, is here, and she has brought along some of her co-workers. Amy, it's good to have you back this morning.
Happy to be back. Thank you for letting us come back.
Well, you are always welcome to come back, just because we've done a couple of shows this year, and it's good to have you here because there's just sort of this, whenever social services comes up, the room sort of gets quiet.
Yeah.
And you offer a whole lot of helps, and it's not, I don't know why, but there's just the whole social services word has sort of become this, we better be careful.
Yeah, and that's why we've talked about this before in the previous shows. We really want to change the narrative in the community, and that they can see us as the support that we are intended to be.
Yeah.
And today's topic is the adult services and adult protective services topic, which there are a lot of misconceptions about, that we're hoping to, you know, help the community understand what we do and how we do it and how we can help.
So we will start off, and first of all, you brought a couple of new people that
you haven't
brought before, and I'll let you introduce them, and then we'll find out about them.
Okay. Well, right next to me, I have Rosa Dame. She is our current Adult Protective Service and Adult Services Supervisor. Previous to that role, she was also in Child Protective Services, so she has a great deal of experience in the service arena. And then next to her, we have Yaffa Joseph, who is our Services Division Director, and she runs kind of the whole gamut of all services, our in-home CPS, prevention, APS, foster care. So yeah, that's the gang.
Well, welcome, you two, Yaffa and Rose. It's great to have you here this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
So, Yaffa, we'll start with you. A little bit about you. How did you get involved with social services and with Spotsylvania County?
So, actually, my career started in the state of Florida, and I moved to Virginia, and I've been with VDSS off and on since 2010 and kind of traveled the whole gamut of programs. And I landed in 2022 here at Spotsylvania County DSS as the Family Services Division Director. Being part of, you know, giving back to the community and building structure and ensuring that we're, you know, bridging that gap between us and people in need.
Mm-hmm. I am sure with what you do especially that there is at times you go home really low and at other times you're just excited to see what happens. That there's a lot
Absolutely.
Of ups and downs with what you would see and do.
Absolutely. But we like to focus in on the help that we provide and the programs that we provide people to stabilize their families and give new opportunities for their children and become more stable within their job, their home environment. So that's what I focus in on.
When you've come and if obviously you've done some things in other states. Does it differ from state to state quite a bit?
Nope. The gist of the program is the same. Maybe the way we do the work looks different, but yep, same kind of structure, foundation. Same outcomes that you're striving to achieve.
Okay, Rose, a little bit about you. How did you get to Spotsylvania?
Well, relocated here in about 2008 and about 2017. Applied for DSS as a CPS worker. Started my way there. Worked my way up to senior worker, and then I transitioned as the APS supervisor in 2019.
So, this field and you know getting involved in this hub, obviously, you want to help people, and that's
correct.
This is a great avenue to do it in.
Right. I also like to advocate for the children and for the vulnerable adults as well. So it's very rewarding in that respect.
The how big is your office, Amy? As far as just you know workers and mm-hmm. and people that you have working on various cases and things in Spotsylvania.
We have about 150 positions. Taking into consider vacancies at any given time, it varies between 120 to 140.
Wow, that's a lot bigger. I mean, that shows you the size. I mean, Spotsylvania is a growing county, and just the numbers of things that you're dealing with.
Absolutely. As the community grows, so do the needs, and it's not just the needs of families in poverty. Because I think that's one of the misconceptions. It's the needs of the community in general.
Right.
And so we have a lot to do. And 150 people might sound like a lot, but for the number of people that we serve, it's a lean machine that we run on. And we do it well because of the people we have doing it. We have some phenomenal people at the helm who are doing this work.
That's what I was just going to say, that even though that number looks big, I'm sure you're all doing a whole lot of things, and you could use even more.
Yes, yes. We currently have about 8,000 Medicaid cases that don't have a worker. And so we have come up with creative processes to cover those types of workloads. So, yeah, and I always say this to our staff, we couldn't do what we do without the people we have doing it. It is because they are so good and so passionate at what they do that we can continue to cover what we do.
That's every time you bring people through here, when you leave, you can't help but feel like they really care.
Yeah, they do. They
about
do.
About what you're doing.
Yeah, they do.
Overall, with growing Spotsylvania County, and I'm sure that with what you do also, that you work with other localities, that you're working together on some of these issues.
Oh, sure, yes. We have the Planning District 16, and that includes Caroline County, Stafford County, King George, and
the
city of Fredericksburg. And we are continuously working together, brainstorming, benchmarking. It's not uncommon for us to call them and say, hey, how are you doing this? Or how are you dealing with this? Or are you seeing this?
Yeah.
And even at a bigger level than regional, we have a professional organization that is statewide that all 120 localities partake in. And we take it up to that level when we can't find the answers and the resources that we need at a regional level. So, yeah, there's a lot of resources out there for us. And we work with a lot of community partners. And, yeah.
Quick break. We'll come back and jump into some of these topics that we're going to deal with this morning. Spotsylvania Social Services and more on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
It is Spotsylvania Social Services in this morning. Amy Swift is here along with Yaffa Joseph and Rose Adame as we talk about adult protective services this morning. Amy, as far as talk about the people involved and the people you serve, when we're talking about adult protective services.
So we serve, a whole variety of people. And actually, Rose, you can probably step in and talk more about this as the population and the demographics that we serve. Because again, we don't only serve those that are, you know, following under the poverty level. There are a lot of families that we serve in the community that need other types of services.
So specifically for the APS program, we serve incapacitated adults between the ages of 18 and 59 and 60 or older. We also serve, again, the constituents that live in our county.
So when we talk about adult protective services, what are some of the issues? Or when are people coming to you and saying, I need help, or you need to intervene here?
For APS, we do investigate allegations of abuse, neglect, and exploitation. And a valid report consists of the criteria that I just mentioned, the incapacitated adult from 18 to 59, over 60, living in our jurisdiction. They must be identifiable and living and at risk for for abuse, neglect, or exploitation. If that criteria is met, we open up a case, and we typically have the case open for about 45 days. And within the case, we're trying to mitigate the allegations, the abuse, neglect, exploitation. And we do that by, we try to build rapport with the clients.
Sure.
Some of them are resistant. So we try to build rapport and offer services, resources, education at times, and just try to have the adult be safe in the home. And sometimes that involves speaking with the families or reconnecting them back with families or some type of support system.
Go ahead. No.
I don't think that what the community might be under the misconception of is that one of our biggest reports is for self-neglect. And protective services for adults is a lot different than protective services for children. And with adults, if they are of sound mind and they are self-neglecting, there is nothing we can do.
That is their right to self-neglect.
Right.
And that's their right.
That correct. Is their right.
That's their right. The life they choose to live.
If they are of sound mind, we have no legal authority to step in and make any decisions for them.
Do you try to talk them into?
Of course, yes. That's why we try to build rapport, because some of them are resistant just because it's a stranger coming to their home.
Sure.
They want their privacy. They want to be able to choose how and when they live. You know. Mm-hmm. So we're respectful in that manner. And if they tell us to kick rocks, I mean, hey, that's that's what we do. We do try to build. You know, we try every resource to try to get through them. So at least they have those resources or that information on hand.
Yeah.
Some of the most frustrating ones that we talk about are the romance scams.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know they're not talking to Brad Pitt, okay? But they're sending all of their money and their coin collections or, you know, whatever valuables they have. But they're not, they're of sound mind. And their families are saying, can't you stop this? And we're saying, but we can't.
Yeah.
And we can counsel and we can give guidance and advice and try and, like Rose said, build the rapport and convince them of what's happening. But if they're of sound mind and they want to send their money to Brad Pitt, then
they sure can.
They can.
Mm-hmm. How difficult are those kind of things?
Very difficult. We walk away feeling very frustrated. Yes. We have to give them the respect that this is the choices that they've made, mm-hmm. even after we've informed them and kind of outlined it for them. It's disheartening at times.
It is. And the financial exploitation is another big one that wasn't something we saw, you know, I would say 10, 15 years ago, and has become a much more prominent report that we get. And these are elderly who have people who have control over their finances and are taking the money and using it for their own personal. And those are very complex cases. And those often include law enforcement co-investigating with us. And that's a shift in our workload that's happened, because when we say like our workload has changed and become more, it's not necessarily in number and volume, but it can be in complexity, because a financial exploitation case can take months.
Yes, we're reviewing records, we're learning about Bitcoin, we're learning about investments and reading legal documents, mm-hmm. and so there's a lot that
entails wire transfers.
Yes, there's a lot that entails in a financial exploitation case.
Mm-hmm.
And they're hard to prove.
Yeah. And so the families or the reporters who are reporting the Adult Protective Service cases, they get frustrated, very frustrated and disappointed, mm-hmm. with us. And we completely see where they're coming from. We do. I just want to assure the community, we are doing absolutely everything that was within our authority and power to help. But there's only so much we can do.
When you're dealing with adults.
Yes.
Yeah.
Much different than dealing with children.
Yes. Right.
Who don't have a voice. Whereas adults of sound mind do.
So, how are you finding out these cases? Is it a neighbor or is it a family member comes to you?
The gamut. So, your neighbor, your friend, the caretaker, a concerned person in the neighborhood.
Banks are required to mandated to send us
medical professionals.
Send us off financial exploitation.
And
medical
professionals, they call into the hotline or they call into our agency and we take the report. We get as much information and details that we can. We determine if it's meets our criteria, and Rose and her team deploy out.
What I find fascinating about this, I would never have thought in these cases, because you hear about these cases, but I would never have thought to call social services for an adult that would look into this.
Yeah,
but this is fascinating that you're there and this is something that you can do.
Yeah, if they're being financially exploiting, that's one of our criteria. Mm-hmm.
Boy, like you say, I'm sure that there really is a lot of all of a sudden, you know, all of a sudden you've got a case and you have no idea
how deep it goes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And to try to start investigating it or doing something. And Amy mentioned it, so you do at times, I guess, work with the sheriff's office.
Correct. Any case that involves financial exploitation or sexual abuse or severe physical abuse, we're required to send to law enforcement. And if there's an adult fatality, we send that also to the medical examiner's office. So we do work with them hand in hand if they accept the case.
I know a lot of times when you're dealing with issues like domestic violence, a lot of times people will look at what may happen and then will pull back and won't be coming, won't will you know, not want to testify or want to go forward. I guess in some of these cases too, you just have people that, you know, like you say, either leave me alone, or all of us, you know, they don't want to go forward and have something investigated.
Right. We have allegations of physical abuse, like you said, domestic violence, and where our client chooses to remain in the home, even though they acknowledge that they're being physically abused. But again, we try to build a rapport. We try to offer them services, supports, and other resources to assist them if they choose to leave.
Mm-hmm. And there's a multitude of assessments that happened during the investigation. APS has a role, law enforcement has a role. So even though the adult may not want to cooperate with us as DSS, law enforcement has a role to assess if this alleged abuser has criminal charges. So it's a multitude of assessments happening at one time.
Well, you two are, there's a lot of meetings involved, I guess.
Absolutely.
Not only with the client, but then also with
the family, collaterals, doctors, law enforcement. Yeah.
Coordination with staff.
And other community partners mm-hmm. like RCSB, sometimes in Powerhouse. It just depends on the situation.
Whew. And all of a sudden, 150 people doesn't seem nearly big enough for as much
exactly.
As you're doing.
Now, how big is your team?
APS consists of a senior worker and 6 workers. So, total 7.
Wow, for Spotsylvania County.
For Spotsylvania County, mm-hmm. yes.
That's not nearly enough.
These are the most dedicated, hardworking people yes. I have met. Yes. Very passionate about
Absolutely.
What they do.
Yes.
Well, you have to be, because you're
yes.
working, I would say, I mean, you know, I can't even imagine the multiple cases that you're working on and the files that you would have on your desk in any particular mm-hmm. day.
Right. It's a lot, but we're blessed that, like I said, they're very passionate, they care about the community, and are there to serve.
And it takes a certain type of grit to do
yeah.
that type of work, and they've got it in
yeah, they,
spades.
They need to have those difficult conversations mm-hmm. with the clients, with the families, you know, so.
And they're the advocate. They're the voice of our vulnerable community.
Yeah, you're getting into places and in knowing stories that sometimes we never hear of.
Mm-hmm.
But in all of these cases, either you're protecting people, and I mean, protective services is
Absolutely.
Part of your title, and that's what you're doing, Rose.
Absolutely,
we're trying to yes,
and they're
that's
doing
our
it
aim.
Well,
that's
and they're
our
doing
aim.
It well.
Mm-hmm. In this case, Amy, we're just talking about adults, but in the past when we've talked about children, and
yeah.
so that's why you all of a sudden this 150 number is not nearly enough.
No, and in Rose's team, it is small, but it is mighty. And and again, I feel like a broken record saying this, but we can only do what we do because of the people we have doing it. And it's the grit and the seasoned, you know, knowledge and skill set of the people who are in that team that can serve the size population that they are serving right now with a 6-member team. So I have the utmost respect for Rose and her team and what they do. And, you know, the things that they see day in and day out are difficult.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating to not be able to help when you know somebody really could use help. It's frustrating when families won't engage, and when you're talking to families and saying, hey, your loved one needs help, and they won't. You know, you face that a lot, and that's very disheartening, you know, as a person, you know, and so to be able to continue to do that day in and day out with the passion that they do, it's pretty special people.
Well, that's got to be tough, Rose. When you're looking at these things and especially if you know there are things that can be done, and a person or the family just refuses.
It's tough, but like I said, we build rapport. We've had success stories where we've had our repeat clients, and eventually we get to them. So that is the positive. After maybe the second, third, maybe sometimes the fourth time, we do find success and assistance for that family.
But and I guess when you are successful, that's where the payoff
comes. Oh, we celebrate.
Comes.
Yes, we celebrate. Yes,
absolutely. That's
yeah.
the feel good moment.
Yes.
Well, and they don't only do adult protective service investigations. These workers do both adult protective service investigations and assessments, but they also do adult services for adults in the community that aren't necessarily abused or neglected, but are in need of assistance Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Our most common request is for screenings, and this is for assistance in the home. So they'll request a screening. The health department and an APS worker will go out and do the assessment. And once they meet the criteria, they can receive assistance in the home. But beyond that, if they need assistance with cleaning, maybe paying a utility, that's something else that we can look into and assist them with.
Like hoarding houses, we've had occasions where we'll go in and hire somebody to go in and clean it, or infestations, things like that.
Right. There are a lot of hoarder situations. There's cleaning involved. There's also situations where sometimes they just need like their lawn mowed or snow removal. Sometimes they're downsizing, but they don't have enough money to pay for the first month's rent. So we can sometimes assist with that. It just depends on the situation. So I always say it's best to call us, and we gather the information and see how we can help them. And if we can't help them, maybe we can find another resource for them in the community.
And that's what I think the community doesn't realize is here for us to help. And if you have a loved one, if you're living in Florida and your loved one's here and you know they need their lawn mowed and they qualify for this type of assistance, well, we can help. So call us. And
It's best for the client to call us. Yes, it's best to call us and not the family member. We speak directly with the client because sometimes we have family members calling in, and then the client's like, I never requested that.
They have to agree to the help first.
It would help to work with them. But again, this isn't always something that if I were to say, well, if you just call social services, they can help. Because of so many misconceptions out there, someone's going to say no. They'll come and take my home.
Right,
and you're trying to help them.
Yes, one of the biggest misconceptions is that APS is involved, so that means you're going into a nursing home, and that is not true. That couldn't be farther from the
truth. I mean, we help. Our team helps with something as simple as connecting them to getting hot meals delivered. We have community partners and organizations that are willing to do that.
Yeah.
Or even food banks will arrange it. Our staff will go pick it up for the person in need. So, I mean, something as small as that to something as big as, we'll hire services to help you clean out your hoarding or infestation or connect you with a hospice nurse or an organization that you can contract with to help you with your day-to-day. So there's a bunch of services and resources that our team connects our aged and disabled community to.
Interesting. We need to take a quick break. We're going to continue on this morning with the Spotsylvania Social Services and really clearing up some misconceptions and talking about this. Amy Swift is here along with Rose Adame and Yaffa Joseph. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
It is Spotsylvania Social Services this morning and the work that they provide to Spotsylvania County and to the area. Amy Swift is the director. She's here along with Rose Adame and Yaffa Joseph with Spotsylvania Social Services. So, Amy, how do I contact your office if I feel like I see something out there and I need to talk to somebody?
So the numbers to call to make a report are for our Adult Protective Services intake line is 540-507-7877. There's also the Adult Protective Service Virginia hotline, and that is 888-832-3858. And they also just did, this is a new thing, the portal? No, that's...
The portal is a soft opening, yes.
Okay.
It started in November 1st, I believe.
Okay.
So when does that go, officially?
It's open now. There may be some ticks and things that they're trying to fix, but it's people have made reports already on the online portal.
Okay. And so that's the DARS. Do you want to talk about DARS a little bit? Because I don't think that people understand DARS' role. And what does it stand for? Department of
Adult Rehabilitation Services.
Right. Do you want to talk about their role in the whole hierarchy?
So APS falls under DARS, and then but we're housed under the local DSS. DARS is responsible for intellectual disabilities, other adult programs such as APS, and they also offer a lot of resources and connections to services.
So this goes back to that. We are, Virginia is a state-supervised, locally administered government for social services. And so while the state supervises at the DARS level, mm-hmm. we locally administer it in, at the Spotsylvania County level. And so this soft opening of this portal is through the DARS mm-hmm. website. It's dars.virginia.gov/APS/APS report.
What makes, I guess, this so complicated, not complicated, but it is, there are so many facets to all of this. Just you, Rose, talking about the various agencies, the various cases and the types of things that fall under Adult Protective Services.
Yeah, but we make it work. Once we have a case, either investigation or a services case, our workers are very knowledgeable and resourceful, and they know where to go and how to get it and how to make it work for the clients.
So when you're working with the clients, and as we've discussed, you're working on a specific case, whatever it is, you make a report, and where does that report go to Amy? Does it go to the state?
If it comes in through our office, our intake line, it goes straight to us. If it comes in through the state, it goes into our database, PeerPlace, and we have access to that. And it's just a matter of looking. It'll notify us through email that we have a report. Same thing with the portal. It notifies us through our PeerPlace system, and that's how we proceed with those cases.
And with the volume of cases and the lack of workers or just trying to spread things out, I guess you're just sort of looking and trying to prioritize as best you can.
If it's a valid case, we have within 7 days to make connection with the adult, and we take it from there. Usually our best practice is to make connection with the adult within 1 or 2 days. Okay. And again, depending on the severity, sometimes we will say, hey, we need to go out there today, especially if they have bruising or marks, mm-hmm. things like that.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And we have also investigate facilities abuse. So even if your loved one is in a nursing home or some type
or
of facility,
a group home,
and a family member or a concerned citizen says, like, hey, I went to go visit them and I saw this, they can make a report and we look into that as well. We get licensing involved. That's also a group effort, joint investigations during that time.
Rose, can you also talk a little bit about, because this team does some pretty fun stuff for the adults living in facilities. Can you talk a little bit about like the Valentine's Day? And
so every year we try to have at least 2 or 3 little, I call them events, but not really events, but collections for the residents of the nursing facilities. For example, on 1 year for Valentine's Day, we provided like stuffed animal flowers.
Yes, and Valentine's Day cards.
1 year we provided for Christmas personal hygiene items and fuzzy non-slip socks. This year we're doing holiday cards for the seniors at the nursing facilities here in Spotsylvania.
And those are handwritten. They get people to handwrite cards to our seniors in our community, heartfelt messages. And then they go and collect them and deliver them.
Yeah, we try to aim for at least 2 to 3 cards for each resident in the nursing facility. And this year, we're lucky enough to have Chancellor High School help us with that project.
What a great idea!
Yes.
I mean, for your office, but also to involve kids
mm-hmm.
like that.
Right.
Yeah. And didn't you guys? Am I making it up that you went and sang
caroling?
Caroling.
No, that wasn't me.
Somebody did that.
That wasn't.
Like I didn't sing.
But again, it just shows that any of the kind of thoughts that you have about what social services does are probably not accurate.
Right. There's a lot more that we do than the negative that kind of takes the highlight reel in people's conversations. In fact, I would say we do so much more than that.
We absolutely do.
The minority of what we do. And our focus and our goal is to help the community. every single person, if you ask in our agency why they get into what we do, it's to help.
Yeah.
And to help the community. And there are some, you know, difficult parts of our job that come with it to help take care of the community and vulnerable adults. But we've signed up to do that. And that comes with it.
And when you think about it, if the job were only, you know, every day, every hour, just dealing with just some of the horrific situations that you deal with, who'd want to do that?
Yeah.
But, you know, it isn't all that.
No, it's not. And we do a lot in terms of self-care for our staff to make sure that when they have serious cases that are very emotionally draining, we pay attention to that. And We, if it's appropriate, you know, counseling services, we have a decompression room at the agency for them to be able to just go and take a minute and collect themselves and process what they saw or what they heard.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of secondary trauma that goes on in this line of work. So, but there's a lot of support that we give to staff so that they can process it and be able to stay fresh and be able to stay positive.
Yeah, I guess. I'm sure with what you do, you do need some of that kind of.
Absolutely. And sometimes who they're working with, you know, brightens their day. When our investigators show up and the person they're working with, the aged or disabled person they're working with, is happy to see them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're like, thank you for coming to see me. Even though you're there to conduct business or there to check on them or do something on the professional side, the person who's receiving it doesn't look at it like that. You came to visit them. You came to see them. You came to take time for your day to make time for them. And that means a lot to our investigators and to the person we're serving.
We have a lot of clients that contact their former workers just to say hi, just to check in, and again, to provide thanks for assisting them. So that always makes their day.
Mm-hmm. And I get family members who reach out to me to make sure I'm aware of how thankful they are for the services that they received for their loved ones. And for somebody to take the time out to call me or sit and write me a lengthy letter, that tells me we made a big impact on them.
A big impact, yeah. Well, and just as we, before the break, when we were just talking about just the assistance, to be able to connect people with assistance, especially this time of year, It's got to be special to all of a sudden when they have a need and you know of someone or some service that this is, you know, they're there for you and they can help you.
Yeah. And probably Rose can speak to this better than I can. But my impression in our aged and vulnerable community is that there's a lot of isolation that occurs. And that gets magnified in the holidays. And you know, one of the things I always, you know, say to whoever will listen is check on your people, and not just at the holidays, because all year round, there's that isolation that's occurring. And with isolation comes depression, and with isolation comes somebody being able to take advantage of them. And, you know, all of that can occur because Brad Pitt can get a hold of mom if you're not constantly in her life, you know, checking on her and talking sense into her and, you know, saying, hey, mom, I don't think that's Brad Pitt, you know, the kind of thing. I'm being, you know, silly, but serious at the same time.
Yeah, no, it happens.
That, you know, we need people to check on their people and take care of them and reach out if they need help.
No, just things like if you've got a neighbor that needs a lawn mowed, maybe you mow their lawn or just check in. Just check in on people. I know we have people in our neighborhood that we check in on. If we haven't seen them, or if we haven't seen a light on, you know, just call them.
Absolutely.
And we get calls like that, and the team are very good about sending welfare checks and, you know, making sure everything's good. Our team, APS team, is really good about identifying if there's a resource a family or an individual is not utilizing and connecting them, even as get Medicaid. Are you on Medicaid? And this team helps you get an application, fill out the application, and get it to who it needs to get
them. Yeah, we help get the application to them, hand deliver the application, sit there with them and complete it and take it back and get the verifications, whatever they need assistance with. Like I said, my team is amazing in that respect.
They are, and they work with the benefit workers at social services to ensure that there's communication and they're getting everything that they need in to finish a SNAP application, to finish a Medicaid application, because those are services families an individual's need to ensure they're, you know, solidifying their place in their home and their health and their eating.
And a lot of people don't realize that the elderly aren't so tech savvy. So mm-hmm. when, you know, the SNAP worker says submit it online, some of the elderly aren't familiar.
Correct.
So
sure.
They're used to doing things old school by mail or going into the office and hand delivering stuff. So, and that's where we come in and assist them.
Bridging the gap.
So yeah, if I see somebody, if I have a neighbor, mm-hmm. I see somebody in my Sunday school class yeah. or something that needs help.
Yes.
And it's more than I know. Mm-hmm. Direct them to social services.
Or you have the conversation with them. Say, hey, listen, what do you need? Because like we said, it's when we're dealing with the adults, the adult needs to communicate with us. It's not enough for you just to call me, right? So right. have a conversation with them. Say, hey, what's going on? Hey, I know social services can help. They have services. Here's the phone number. Call them. And if you need me to call with you, mm-hmm. you know, I'll call with you.
It's a great idea.
And then once we get them on the phone, we just need them on the phone, you've opened the door for us.
Well, I think there are a lot of people that can be helped by opening that mm-hmm. door, but you just have to know about them.
Yeah, and just make the phone call with us. You know, we have no problem just sitting down and having a conversation just to tell you what we can and cannot do. Those conversations happen too. You know, and if we don't have the answer or we can't do something, we're going to direct you where you can and then assist you to that location or to that end, you know, outcome.
Because there's so much out there.
Yeah.
That a lot of us don't know about, but you're able to sit there and be able to check, just go down a checklist in a way and help. I mean, this can be a real lifesaver for a lot of people that especially that have become kind of isolated.
And there's a lot of programs that offer things for free for aged and mm-hmm. disabled individuals that the community doesn't know about, but we do. And we're able to give that information or say, this is how you do it, and this is what the program offers, and this is what you need in the criteria, and we're able to assist you in, you know, getting those services.
And, you know, there are a lot of scammers out there right now. And so if somebody needs help, the safest bet is have a conversation with us.
Yeah.
Because we can connect you to the legit resources mm-hmm. and to avoid people getting in a position of being taken advantage of.
A week doesn't go by when law enforcement, with all localities around here, aren't putting up some scam
yep.
of some
yes.
phone call that you haven't shown up for jury duty
yep.
or you haven't done this or that, so you're right.
And they prey on the elderly. Mm-hmm. They do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, you guys are, this has been an eye-opener for me just because a lot of these services, if you don't know, and there are agencies that do this, but if you don't know about them, or may not realize the scope of what they do, but like you say, Yaffa, have them call you. It makes it mm-hmm. it makes it easier yeah. in the process.
Absolutely, and we can get all the details and all the information and start gaining rapport from right there, so they know that we're here to help and not be a barrier or infiltrate on their autonomy of themselves. Because
yeah.
that's normally what mm-hmm. the issue is.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm sure.
Yeah, respect them as individuals. Mm-hmm. And again, if they're of sound mind, we're going to work with them on mm-hmm. getting them the help they want and need.
Quick break, and we'll come back and wrap this up. I always say it, Amy, every time you come in, when you come in with staff members, you guys are awesome.
We're pretty amazing. Yeah.
You are. You really, yeah. you really are. Spotsylvania Social Services, you guys do rock. Amy, Yaffa, and Rose here this morning. We'll wrap this up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
It is Spotsylvania Social Services in this morning. Amy Swift is here along with Rose Adame and Yaffa Joseph as we talk about adult protective services. Amy, this has been a great show again, just because it just kind of shows us, and there's the talk about social services isn't this bad thing,
right?
That, you know, before you started doing these shows, if you had given me a quiz on social services, I would not have known nearly the scope of things that you're there to help in a lot of ways. Maybe there are some difficult situations for sure.
Absolutely.
But also, as we have talked about, you all want it. There are a lot of helpful day-to-day mm-hmm. situations.
Absolutely. And you know, if you just think historically, social services was created to serve the community. And if there are situations in which the community feels that we aren't doing that or doing it in a way that they feel is the best way, I would like to hear about it. And they can call me directly at 540-507-7875. That's my direct line. And I would like to hear the community's feedback, because we are always striving to do better. And sure. We are always open to, we are not perfect or infallible. And if there are things that we can do to improve, we absolutely will do it, because our goal is to serve the community and meet the community where they're at.
And yeah, for one of the things you've talked really well about this morning is, you may notice something, and it might not be a life or death situation, but maybe you notice something with a neighbor or a person, and they could be getting more, mm-hmm. or they may be eligible for things that they have no idea about. Contact social services, and you know, let you investigate and talk to them about what they might be missing.
Absolutely. I mean, our APS team has no problem meeting. Sometimes people show up at the office and sometimes they call, having that conversation. Hey, what's going on? What is it that you need? Well, let me see if I can connect you, or let me go find out, do you have a benefits worker? Because they're going to connect to ensure that you are maximizing on all the community resources we have and all the benefits that we have to ensure that you are stabilizing yourself within the community, because that's what we want to do. We want you to be able to maintain your autonomy within the community, and anything that you're eligible for or need, we want to make sure we're getting to you. And our staff are very good about having those conversations and kind of going through a mental checklist of,
sure.
Hey, did you get this? Did you get that? I know a community partner that can get this to you.
No, it's you guys are awesome.
They are. They're a pretty great team. My entire division is. They do great work every day.
Rose, you see it all, and I guess, thank you for what you do, because you see just a lot of tough, you're dealing with a lot of tough things sometimes, and there are helps, and there are you all will do what you need to do to help a situation.
Yeah, we try our very best, like I said, to help the community. We strive to use the least restrictive, least intrusive for our APS investigations. We respect the adults, and we want them to live their best life as much as they can. And like Yafa was saying, give us a call. We're there to help. Explain the situation, and we'll take it from there. We'll have that conversation. We'll have that discussion. If it's just with the individual or with the family or with their supports, it can be a community or it could just be individual.
540-507-7877, I think, was the number
for our intake line. Correct.
Right. If you have an
APS report, or you have questions about our adult services program.
Well, thank you all, because again, I mean, you all do a really good job of putting a face on social services and just the caring side of it.
Well, we appreciate you giving us the opportunity to do that and to get the word out to the community.
I just can't believe you're another example of agencies that when you're dealing, so much is coming at you every day. And we've just talked, this has just been just the adult side of this. Mm-hmm. There's the kid side, and there are a lot of you all are working, have a lot of hats.
Yes, absolutely. We have, there's three divisions, excuse me, within the agency. And APS is one of how many programs?
Four
programs within the services division. And then the benefits, I think there's like nine.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a lot that we do. And that's why I said we could come here and talk to you, you know.
Weekly.
We could keep going because we just have so much that we do that we would love to highlight and share with the community.
Well, thank you. Thank you all for what you do.
Thank you for
coming
thank
in.
You.
And doing this and helping educate all of us. Amy Swift is the director with Spotsylvania Social Services, Yafa Joseph, and Rose Adame here also from Spotsylvania Social Services. Again, 540-507-7877 for the intake line. Thank you all. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. That is it. Thank you for listening. We will see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.